If the country took a turn to the right in this past election, as some people argue, California doesn't appear to have noticed, or at least the Democratic lawmakers who control both houses of the legislature haven't. This week they began their new term, prepared to push some of the very measures that Republicans in Washington have opposed. Here's NPR's Ina Jaffe.
For the assembly members, please raise your right hand. I state your name.
The state assembly chamber had the nearly giddy atmosphere of a high school graduation as 24 newly elected members joined their veteran colleagues in taking the oath of office, the gallery packed with family and friends.
Please say, I do. Congratulations.
It seemed no sooner had the applause faded than lawmakers began submitting controversial legislation. At a news conference in his San Francisco district, Assemblyman Mark Leno discussed his bill to legalize same-sex marriage,
which amends Section 300 of the California Family Code, presently reading that marriage is a civil contract between a man and a woman, to read a civil contract between two persons.
In November, voters in 11 states chose to ban the marriage of same-sex couples, but Leno says he has support in the legislature, including from the Speaker of the Assembly.
Meaning he has put his name next to mine on the bill cover. Speaker of the Assembly does not put his name next to a bill which he expects to fail.
Governor Schwarzenegger's statements on gay marriage have been ambivalent, but President Bush has recommended a constitutional amendment to ban it. Some California lawmakers are opposing another Bush administration policy with a bill to permit physician-assisted suicide. The White House wants the Supreme Court to outlaw it. Assemblyman Lloyd Levine, the co-author of California's assisted suicide measure, dismisses the Bush administration's position as hypocrisy.
They say they want less government, but what they really want is they want to substitute their government and their morals for our government and our morals. I think people will realize that, you know, hey, this is my life and my decision. It's not John Ashcroft's decision. And I think we'll get enough support because of that.
Levine says he doesn't know yet if the governor has a position on his bill. But Schwarzenegger has a clear track record on another controversial measure pending in the state's Senate. That's driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants. He forced the repeal of a previous law allowing them and vetoed a subsequent version. Even though a nationwide ban on driver's licenses for illegal immigrants will be brought up in Congress next month, State Senator Gil Cedillo is introducing for the fifth time a bill to allow them in California.
Let's deal with the realities. Immigrants are here. They're part of our economy. They drive. But let's make the laws such that we can accommodate that. The people of California deserve to know that the 22 million motorists, all of them are licensed, tested, and insured.
There's nothing unusual about California ignoring nationwide trends to go its own way, says San Jose State University political scientist Larry Gersten.
In some respects, California is a bit of a social laboratory. And it's big enough that the policies it passes here, if they work, will resonate with others. If they fail, they'll resonate with others. But one thing's for sure, California does not wait for the nation. It goes, and then others either follow or not.
One respect in which other states hope not to follow California's example, the state is expected to have a $7 billion budget deficit in the next fiscal year. The battles over that are likely to drown out a lot of the arguments over the other hot-button issues in the legislature. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.